A new report out this morning shows Pennsylvania is doing well when it comes to giving patients with pain issues access to opioid-based treatments. But it comes at a time when many are trying to curb the use of such drugs. 90.5 WESA's Mark Neutbar reports the debate brings into focus the need for what some call an exit strategy when it comes to the prescription of painkillers.
The report card from the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network puts Pennsylvania among the top states when it comes to allowing doctors to use opioids to treat pain. But David Woodmansey, who's the network's associate director for state and local campaigns, says he understands the reluctance to praise anything that might put more opioids into the system.
When you start talking about cancer patients and the legitimate need and the way it can change a patient's life so that they can go back to work and they can get a decent night's sleep and they can have normal relationships, when you start talking about that aspect of it, people, you can see light bulbs go on. People are like, wow, I forgot about that. And, you know, we have to keep that in mind.
That tension between the legitimate use of painkillers like OxyContin and the growing epidemic of opioid abuse has physicians and addiction treatment specialists talking about the need to be thinking about the last day that the pain medication will be used, even as the first dose is being prescribed. At a recent opioid drug conference in Pittsburgh, Squirrel Hill-based psychologist Cynthia Modistro asked when she could start talking to a patient with a history of addiction about getting off pain medication related to a recent painful bone break. The answer, practically right away.
I can begin to address the addiction in so many ways right now without posing the threat that I'm trying to wrest the drugs away from this person.
That answer came from Mel Pohl, the medical director of the Recovery Center, which is an addiction treatment facility in Las Vegas.
Nobody would take off in an airplane without a landing gear. But that's what we do with opioids, and we're off and running, and there is no end in sight.
Pohl says he understands why a doctor would be quick to prescribe pain medication.
Doctors see a patient in pain, and they want to help. Maybe that's codependent or enabling behavior, but it's really partly desire and compassion.
But that desire to help can at times lead to lifelong addictions. Many heroin addicts say they first became hooked on prescription drugs given to them following an injury or other short-term treatment. Exit strategies might be a bit more apparent when it comes to treating pain from a bone break or cancer treatment, but it gets a bit more cloudy when it comes to chronic pain. Karen Treatment Center staff physician Dean Drosnes agrees there needs to be an exit strategy, especially among those with chronic pain.
Nothing in the medical literature supports use of opioids for non-cancer pain greater than 18 months. So that's what I say at the beginning. It's if this isn't providing you outstanding relief with full return of function and you're living a really happy, great life at 18 months, we're done. We're going to stop this. Even if you ask me not to stop it at that point, you know, we're going to agree on these points. If I'm not seeing it, we're going to stop it.
But what about those patients that actually wean themselves from drugs like Vicodin, but continue to get the pills to pass along to others or to sell on the streets? Retreat of Lancaster County is a 160-bed facility. Medical Director Joe Troncalli says for that, he suggests drug testing anyone who is looking for an extension on a prescription for a painkiller.
It's kind of the reverse of what we usually think about as drug testing. But if you drug test someone who is supposed to be taking, for instance, an opiate, and there's no opiates in their system, that raises a big red flag that they may be diverting the opiates.
Troncalli suggests testing all patients, not just those who are suspected of selling the drugs. He says that removes any stigma associated with the test, and it could also help find patients who are abusing other drugs who need more than just pain treatment. However, most insurance policies don't cover such testing.
The practices usually eat that cost, and dipstick urines and that sort of thing generally are not that terribly expensive. I think it's like a $10 test or something like that.
Several state agencies and departments have established the Safe and Effective Prescribing Practices and Pain Management Task Force, which aims at educating doctors and patients about the dangers of opioid use and abuse with the goal of reducing the growing number of drug-related deaths in Pennsylvania. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.